Hello, I'm Pastor Steve Igo from Cedar Church, located in Jenison, Michigan. I'm glad you joined us to listen to this message. If you would like additional information on Cedar Church, stay tuned after this sermon. This message was recorded at one of our weekly services, and I hope you find it challenging. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would magnify our Lord Jesus Christ. Grant us better understanding of this miracle of the virgin birth. May it draw us nearer to Jesus Christ in love and adoration. May it build our confidence that he is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And may your gospel spread through our hearts, to our homes, to the community, the world, the nations of the earth. We ask in Jesus' name, and let us say, amen. Well, I like the month of December because Christmas lights are everywhere, and Christmas lights make an impact. Something is going on when people are willing to pay that electric bill. Jesus outdid all of these lights 2,000 years ago. He left the world by means of resurrection, but he entered the world by means of a virgin birth. Let's briefly reflect on three blessed reasons why Jesus came born of a virgin. Firstly, the virgin birth fulfills Old Testament prophecy. Listen to the reason Matthew gives for the virgin birth in his parallel account of Matthew 1:22, when he writes, "All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophets." Then he quotes Isaiah. But there are many other prophets as well. It began all the way back to Moses, that great prophet, in Genesis 3, verse 15. In that verse, the first gospel prophecy found in the Old Testament can be found. Scholars call this the Proto-Evangelion, the first gospel. It says, "I, the Lord, will put enmity between you, the serpent, and the woman, Eve, and between your offspring and hers. He, Jesus, will crush your head, the serpent, and you will strike his heel." Did you notice in this prophecy no earthly father is mentioned? That's right, only a mother mentioned. The Messiah would be of the seed, but the man is not mentioned. It would be the seed of the woman. Is this hinting at a virgin birth? Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14 later clarifies it when he says, "A virgin shall conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call him Emmanuel." And so you see, in the first act of sending Christ, God made it clear that the Christ is a fulfillment of all the Old Testament promises. Time does not permit tonight to mention the many other prophecies: where he would be born, how miracles would mark his life, the gospel message would mark his lips, how he would enter Jerusalem, the dividing of his garments, his last words on the cross, his resurrection. You see, Jesus fulfilled Old Testament prophecy from his virgin birth to his death on the cross, so that you without a doubt would know that Christ is the goal of the scriptures. He entered the world with a bang so that you would pay attention to him. Draw near to Christ. He will draw near to you. Secondly, the virgin birth is one reason why Jesus is free from sin. Let's read verse 35 in Luke's account in chapter 1. He says, "The angel answered, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God.'" You know, I find it amazing when you read the gospel, but the later letters, that those who knew Jesus best insisted he was sinless. I hate to read modern biographies because they're less discreet. They tell you all the warts and wrinkles of historic people. It's easy to do if you're a biographer to dig up dirt on somebody. All you need to do is dig up their old friends, and they will tell you the stories. You could dig up my old friends, and they would tell you lots of ornery stories about Pastor Steve when he was younger, and even now sometimes. But when you consider Jesus, that was not the case. When his enemies insulted him, his friends watched with their own eyes that he did not retaliate. When Jesus spoke, his friends saw up close and personal that no deceit was in his mouth. When Jesus suffered in deep pain, his friends saw with their own eyes he made no threats. In him was found no cursing, no swearing, no spitting like most men do in deepest pain. Look at what Peter said in 1 Peter 2, 22 and following. He writes, Jesus committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. How could this be? How could Jesus do and endure with piety what would make you and I curse God and curse neighbor? On my best days, I could not do these things that Peter describes of Jesus. I could not psych myself out long enough and hard enough to conduct myself during a crucifixion like Jesus. Could the disciples have been wrong? Were they misreporting the integrity of Jesus? Well, the answer is no. And the virgin birth explains, in part, how Jesus did it. The virgin birth prevented Jesus from inheriting that nature you and I inherited from our parents. And this makes sense. After all, a sinless man is impossible without a miracle. And so, in a way, Jesus received an immunity from original sin through the virgin birth. You see, just like the first Adam, Jesus, the last Adam, was created as a man with pure motives, pure desires, pure behaviors. That explains how Jesus could do it, living a holy life. And we see this idea indicated in the alternate reading of verse 35. You'll find that maybe in the footnotes of your translation, when it says, "The power of the Most High will overshadow you, therefore the child to be born will be called holy." Now, this does not mean that the fallen nature is only transmitted to the children through their dads, though sometimes the moms wonder. But it does seem safe to say that in the case of Jesus, his family chain of original sin was broken through a virgin birth. And the Holy Spirit's holiness was imparted to his human nature by divine conception. And so because Jesus is righteous through his virgin birth, 1 Peter 3:18 gives us good news. It says, Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. And so on the cross, Jesus was qualified. He was qualified to take the place of sinners like you and me. And the virgin birth is just one more proof that the sinless Son of God was qualified to die for you and me. So draw near to him, and he will draw near to you. Finally, the virgin birth is important because it reminds us and testifies that salvation is by grace alone. You see, one beautiful thing about marriage is that together, men and women can make babies together. It's a beautiful thing. It's one holy and sacred purpose of marriage. But together, men and women cannot make a savior. The man had to be completely removed from this process to show us salvation comes from God. And men had absolutely nothing to do with the birth of the savior of mankind. Yes, a man did plunge us into sin and misery, but he could not get us out. Only God can save. All humanity can do for our salvation is to wait upon the Lord, just like Mary. You see, Mary is our model. What does Mary do to bring us the Savior of the church? Absolutely nothing. She only receives. She only accepts. She submits to the initiative of God. She says to the Lord, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." That's how salvation works. People do nothing. God does everything. Salvation is never through human effort. It is not, as John 1:13 tells us, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but simply born of God. So let us get out of the way before somebody gets hurt. Stand back, let God carry out his plan, and let us live like Mother Mary. Let us submit to God. Let us make ourselves his servant and watch him deliver us. Through the virgin birth, we learn that salvation is of God. So I hope you love Jesus Christ more tonight than ever before. His virgin birth shows he is the center of Bible prophecy. His virgin birth shows truly he is free from sin, able to be your Savior. And his virgin birth shows that salvation comes only by trusting the living God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the virgin birth. We thank you how that divine event has captured the mind, heart, and imagination of your people for millennia. We celebrate it even tonight. We celebrate it this season. We thank you that Christ entered the world with such a divine splash that it has caught our attention. We thank you that Christ is qualified to be our mediator. We thank you that salvation is all of God. We ask these things in Jesus' name, and let us all say, Amen. This message was brought to you by Cedar Church, a newer church in Jennison, Michigan, belonging to a historic denomination, the Orthodox Presbyterian Church. Our weekly Sunday services are held at 9:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. For additional information, or if we can be of assistance to you, please feel free to contact me, Pastor Steve, at 616-669-9151 or at the church website.